Good evening and welcome to this Monday, June 15th, 2026 council meeting. I'd like to call on Art Pascal to please do our invocation and then we'll stand for the pledge.
Thank you, Mayor. We can never underestimate the power of our words. What we say really matters. And when we say it matters even more, and how we say it might actually matter the most. How many of us can still remember something cruel that was said to us as a child by a parent, teacher, or coach? Or maybe even from a complete stranger that we never see again. Some of us still hold on to the pain of such careless words 30, 40, even 50 years later. A famous author once wrote, "Words are like eggs dropped from great heights. You can no more call them back than ignore the mess they leave behind." Yes, our words are important. They can hurt, they can heal, they can unite, they can divide, they can build up, but they can also destroy. We're all responsible for the words we choose as well as the ones we've chosen, and it behooves each of us to be more intentional in the manner in which we make those choices. As a result, I worry about my grandkids and the world they'll be living in. Respect, consideration, and courtesy seem to be missing in a lot of areas within our society. Civil discourse is now oxymoron, and it's become quite profitable to be volatile, extreme, and polarizing, oftentimes at the expense of another person. I'll probably be long gone by then, but I hope that somehow things will be different. My hope is that they'll come to see that a kind word or a polite gesture is still a proper way to interact. I hope that if they come across someone less fortunate, their first inclination will be to help rather than to ridicule. And as much as anything, I hope that they will think before they judge, that they will pause before they act, and that they will listen before they speak. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Forgive us for those times that we open our mouths long before we dare to engage our brains. Help us, or remind us to be careful, not careless with our words, keeping in mind that once they've been uttered, there's no turning back. Soften our hearts and allow us to find the right words to say, words that are positive, constructive, fruitful, and full of grace. And let us be thankful of the wisdom found in the words of Abraham Lincoln, who once said that we should speak only if what we have to say can improve upon the silence. We ask blessings upon those in attendance tonight. Ask that you watch over the proceedings of this meeting. We are grateful for our little village by the sea. And as always, may God bless Curie Beach.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Art. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is the approval of the consent agenda items. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Adoption of the agenda. We do have one item under old business the 9.4. We'd like to table that for, so if I could get a motion, we could table that 9.4 until next month.
I'd like to make a motion to table 9.4 until the following month.
I second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, Mayor.
And then we'll need a motion to approve the agenda as presented with the one change.
So just 9.2 approved the 2026 emergency plan. We already approved the county's plan, so we don't need to do that. So I make a motion we remove 9.2 as well.
Okay. Okay, have a motion to remove 9.2.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now.
Now I make a motion we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, now we're ready to get to work. So, Beth, do we have anybody signed up tonight?
We do not.
Okay. All right, no one signed up for public comment, so we'll move into committee business. Bike ped committee. Mo.
Oh, you're going to love this. Really, there's no committee report this month. Instead, I thought we could take a lesson from the hurricanes. Great things happen when people work together. And this community is just a great representation. So I wanted to say thank you to council, to staff, to department heads, and to the community for always being willing to come out and volunteer.
Thank you, ma'am. Community Center Committee, your report. Nikki, nobody here. Historic Preservation. I don't see anybody here from them tonight. Mm-mm. Okay. They knew Megan was going to be here. So Marketing Committee, we have a presentation on Marketing Committee budget. We have Jim.
Steve.
I mean, excuse me, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Steve is unable to make it because he's with his sister up in Virginia. Okay. In the hospital.
So Megan's winging it.
Megan's. Right? It's all on her.
Okay, Megan.
Give me.
I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to help you at all.
This is Megan Bookbinder. She is the marketing director for the TDA. And welcome. Glad
Thank
you're here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me be here and talk to you today. The New Hanover County estimated an increase of 2.94% for our marketing budget for this year, a total of $504,562. A couple changes to the budget this year that you'll see. One of the line items are agency changes. We are no longer in contract with an agency of record for the terminology of that. That is one agency that does all of the things for us, creative, strategy, anything we really need. We saw that as an area where we can cut and save some money and distribute that to other line items. So we are no longer going to have traditional agency fees there and just using agencies when we need them. So kind of getting the best of the best as opposed to just locking in with one. We have decreased our advertising spend this year to align with community and marketing advisory committee feedback that we've received to create space for the budget for other initiatives. Those initiatives also include adding a community and visitor engagement budget line item. It was part of our tourism master plan the last 2 years that we've been working on that to have a community engagement not only team with the CVB, but more strategic initiatives around that line item to make sure that we are not only connecting more with the community and educating more on the benefits of tourism, but then also making sure that we're able to communicate to visitors while they're here. So that community and visitor engagement line item are earmarked for efforts such as, and not in stone, but this was the intention around that line item, visitor experience opportunities on the island, whether that's different signage, campaigns, photo opportunities, things like that, resident engagement and education, and industry partner outreach and support. Other additional things on here that are one this time year only, hopefully, are branding initiatives. So the Wilmington and Beach's CVB is embarking on a whole rebrand of not only the organization, but all of the three island beaches as well. It's going to impact, obviously, all of our marketing and tourism efforts, but we felt like with all of the growth and changes our communities have seen over the course of the last over 10 years that we've had this existing brands that we've had, an update and understanding a little bit more of alignment on what we're doing. So we're starting with research that will heavily involve all communities within across the county, and that will go for a rebrand of visual as well as story and brand identity. That also includes an update in website development and new campaign development as well. There are many other line items on here. Happy to go line by line should you want me to, but those are the big changes and the big highlights there.
Okay.
Happy to entertain any questions, yeah. But it is the Marketing Advisory Committee's recommendation, and I can't really speak for them, but that's what I'm here for, too. They supported this budget as presented.
So I'll open it up for questions for council.
Yeah. Okay. So the can you add any more color to the new $90,000 budget item, you know, the signage and so forth? I mean, has any of that been specifically decided, or is this some big to-be-determined category?
A little bit of both. So the committee has been talking a lot about different opportunities to engage and educate visitors while they're here visiting, whether that's education on some sustainability efforts and conservation efforts on how to treat the beaches and how to treat the community, or also different photo opportunities that could help with additional branding uses. So those have been tossed around in there. There's also that line item for community engagement and support for our industry partners as well. So that could, the other communities that also have this line item might be using that for very hyper-specific community initiatives that are happening, like parking, or you know, if there's something that you all come up with as a project that needs to be communicated, that's what this bucket does. So it's a little bit unplanned, but with intention.
With me being new and not really understanding much of this.
Oh, please, yeah.
So how does that decision-making process work going forward then?
We work closely with the Marketing Advisory Committee. So their role really for us is in that name is that they were set and created as an advisory for the CVB to be able to make educated decisions and actually sway the decision-making that we do to ensure that we are in alignment with what the community needs and wants. So it really comes before the committee as well as the expertise of the Convention Visitors Bureau.
Okay,
I want to chime in here for a lot of reasons. You know, Megan's been a breath of fresh air to this whole thing. And for 5 years, I worked 4 years, I was on KB Mac, pushing for exactly, not exactly, but the direction that Megan has taken this program, bringing everything in-house, saving us money. The movement of some of the dollars off of paid advertising, paid marketing, programmatic search and stuff like that, in order for us to get things that are more tangible in our community. You know, one of the things I've always said was, you know, back in 20 years ago when the legislation came out that governed this money, we needed the advertising, we needed that. But now we've got property management companies that are marketing all of the properties down here, and they're throwing a lot of advertising dollars at getting people down here to the beach. And we've been kind of like throwing money on top of that, and we don't need to, and we've been pushing to try to get it into some of the things that are in this program. They haven't been specifically defined, but Megan and I have had many conversations because she's in the same building as my offices, and so we've had coffee many times to talk about different ways to do this. The other thing that's really exciting about this is moving it into updating the website and the branding. One of the benefits of being in this program is the unified approach, where there are efficiencies by looking at across all of the beaches and bringing in a company to do, or them to do, the development across all of them. And it's time we do a refresh of that and a refresh of some of our programs. So essentially what I love about it is we're moving some funds for some things that I don't personally think were as valuable as what we're going to get for the things that Megan has brought to this project. And so I'm extremely excited about where this is going because it's been a long time coming. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. David, Connie?
No comments.
Good.
Thank you.
So Beth, do we approve this budget?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passes. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate you being here.
In fact, I've been asking her to pull some of this stuff up because I'm so excited about it.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
But she keeps saying no.
That's true.
All right, next, planning and zoning. No one is here.
We had no need to do this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank
Same
you.
For HBC. Sorry.
No problem. Shoreline access and beach protection?
No report.
David, Stormwater Committee?
We're still working through the ordinance changes that we'll submit to the attorney in mid to late July.
Great, thank you. Department head business, administration, Mandy, anything?
No update.
Development and compliance?
I don't know update.
Finance department, anything now? Arlen, we'll get you in just a minute, don't we? Fire department chief, anything?
Yes, sir, just one thing. Good evening, town council. This year marks the 80th anniversary for the fire department.
We're excited to design and develop some sort of celebration. We were unable to find the exact date. However, we felt with Fire Prevention Week, the first week of October, that'd be a great time to do so. So at this point in time, we're currently working on something at the firehouse for Friday evening, October 2nd, which will lead into Saturday, October 3rd, which I believe is the date of the Hegler Open. I'd have to confirm that.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And looking to do something probably out there near the ball field. I'll work with Nikki over the next month or so to design a problem. But we, Fire Prevention Week kicks off on Sunday. And so we're currently working behind the scenes to get some well-deserved awards and possibly the insurance commissioner down. But at this time, I have no needs. I just wanted to let town council know. And like I said, I will work with Nikki to get a good solid game plan for that weekend. And I'll be back at the July council meeting to present.
Thank you, Sam. Very good, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Police Department, Chief, no update. Thank you. Public Works, I think Jimmy's on vacation this week.
He is, yes. There's no updates from Public Works, sir.
Nikki, Recreation Department.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First, I just want to make sure that you guys have all had a chance to meet our new summer intern, Hunter. He's here this evening. If you haven't had a chance to meet him in person, say hey. He'll be at every event we have for the next couple months. So. And then second, we're here to talk about the film permit, and I have Lindsay, who's the locations manager for the, who actually submitted the permit request. And I hope everyone's had a chance to review it in detail. There was a lot there to go through, and I think the goal, as with most of the big film permit requests, they're pretty fluid. So I think the goal for this evening is consensus to work with them to just to say that we're willing to make this happen, and we'll have to come back via email and at the July meeting for final requests as things solidify. Is that accurate?
Yeah,
where we're at right
yeah.
now. So just opening it up for questions and
yeah,
concerns.
Yeah, I'll open up questions. Go ahead, Bob.
Any new info from?
Not that it might not change tomorrow.
Right.
Everything's pretty still evolving. It's really early in the process, so we don't have a final schedule yet. But by the July meeting, we should be pretty ready with all the information and exact details.
So if we talk to all the businesses downtown, because that's parking in front of Ocean View on the 3rd, as well as parking around the restaurants, going all the way to 11 p.m., so Freddy's and Ocean View, as well as Jack Mackerel's?
We have monies budgeted for inconvenience fees for those businesses, and so my goal is to approach them and just discuss the plan and see how they're inconvenienced and make sure everybody's happy moving forward.
So when are you going to do that?
So you haven't talked to the businesses yet?
We've told them that we are coming. We just haven't given them final dates and times because those are still kind of being worked out. I do know that the bid on the 3rd is kind of up in the air, so it might not even happen where we're going to shut that strip down. But it's an ask, mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that it was in there, but it might not even happen.
So,
yes, Ocean View to hold. So we'll be paying Ocean View to hold our background
Okay. Well, and Freddy's, I assume someone's talking.
And the beer is on board.
And what time, I'm sorry if I missed this, what's our hours? Is it day and night?
It's day and night. Mm-hmm. So right. Some mornings we'll be in as early as 4 a.m. No loud noises or anything. It's just setting up on the beach. We just really need that light from sunrise. And as late as 11 to midnight on nights that we need night work.
Nikki, are there any turtlenecks that are going to, we think, will be down in that area? Because the lighting is an issue.
Yeah, historically that's not a heavily nested area.
Good.
And we met with CAMA and we kind of addressed some of that. And if one does pop up there,
we'll flag it and let it exist and not disturb it.
Another option, I'm involved with the Sea Turtle Project too. I know sometimes they can move those. if they're in a bad spot, but it would be something you'd have to work out with the Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project. So, but that is late in the season for it, I agree.
Yeah, it's very populated.
Yeah, typically because of all of the activity around the pier, it's not been historically heavily nested area.
And you know, we're typically very supportive of these kind of initiatives. The concern is just the timing of this particular one being in season. At least what I'd heard informally is that we had full business support.
Yes.
So can you go through, Jack Mackerel's, for example?
Jack Mackerel's, Ocean View, the pier is, our main location is the pier. So he's been on board since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And Seven Seas and Ocean Sand Dunes are also locations that are being supported.
And then like Freddy's, are they involved?
They are not involved as like a location at the moment, but we will do inconvenience agreements with everybody just so that everybody's on board.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's again what we need to make sure. If we've got full business support, mm-hmm. obviously that checks a huge box.
And we'll do signatures if you guys would like. We go around and notify everybody filming, and we're happy to do signatures to just let you guys know that we have notified all
of you. I would feel better if we had that. Nothing's more discerning is when this comes out on the agenda, and then all of a sudden we look over here and we got a business owner that says, "Well, we don't know what's going on."
Yeah,
so if you'll take care of that ahead of time, it just saves us all a lot of heartburn and indigestion, you know. So
I would just say too to include a lot of communication in with this whole plan, because from what I understand, these things can shift a little bit. Maybe a lot.
A lot of it.
So just make sure that, you know, there's an advance warning, advance notice, so that we can built into it so that we can let people know. I know, Nikki, you've done this a million times, so you'll take care of everybody. But
as best we can.
Yes, our goal is by the July meeting to have everything solidified and set in stone.
But we also understand that things do happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Council, I would like for us to give Nikki some latitude, and once the project's approved, if there are some changes, as long as it's in the best interest, and she might not be able to get up with us as quickly or us have a meeting scheduled or something. So,
I agree.
But we're happy you're here. We just have to make sure we're crossing all our T's.
But tonight you're just giving concurrence to what we now know, and then July you're coming back with detail that we'll actually then have another discussion on.
That's correct.
All right, so we'll actually approve it.
Just consensus, we're open and willing to work.
Okay.
And just so everybody knows, what's the name of the film?
Saltwater.
Okay. The series,
yeah.
It's
the pilot of the series, Disney.
Okay.
Family friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody's asked that yet, have
right
they? I think we've had some that wasn't too family friendly before, so.
Having TV for everybody.
I know. All right, any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Comments?
No,
okay. No, thank you.
We have consensus.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Nikki, you don't have any other recreation report?
Huh?
All right, thank you. Markets in the morning at Ocean Front Park, so all the summer programs have started up. So, all right, old business, adoption of the budget message and the budget ordinance and fee schedule. Arlen. So how many times have you changed this PowerPoint? How many times?
This one? Well, not too many times. But actually, this last step is just to cover any changes, any new developments that came about since the budget was presented at the May Council meeting. So I thought what I'd start with,
it's not working.
If you want,
there we go.
So, just very quickly to cover the highlights of the budget, and starting with the general fund, that does include a property tax rate of 19.5%. That's a 2.3 cent increase. Also, a 35.3% garbage collection fee increase and a 14.7% recycle fee increase. And that recycle fee increase is a change from what was presented in at the May meeting. The recycle provider came back with some new information, and instead of a, what we thought at that point was about a 5% increase, it's now at this increase at this point. So because it was a processor, instead of the waste management does the collection, there's another company that is the recycle processor. They've raised their fees now. So all of this will be is passed along as a slightly higher fee than what we have discussed last month. The general fund also has capital expenditures of just about $486,000. In the water and sewer fund, there is a 10% increase to the water and sewer minimum charge and a 20% increase to the usage-based rate tiers. And this fund also has capital expenditures of $640,000. Stormwater fund, there's no changes to the monthly fee. And in this fund, there are capital expenditures of about $270,000. The Powellville fund is the next largest that has capital expenditures of $150,000, which is related to street paving. And then finally, just some overall things that affect all the funds is that this budget does include a 2.8% cost of living adjustment and 1.5% merit increase for full-time employees. And also a new fee that, new charge that the town has as being a participant in the North Carolina State Health Plan. They've added a 2.4% of pensionable wages surcharge. So for the town overall, that means about $105,000 of new expense that we have to include in this budget. So that is all factored into this budget. So what I wanted to show, as I mentioned, there are some changes that occurred since the May meeting. So this chart just shows the budget that was presented at the May 18th meeting is on the left column. In the middle, it says revisions after May 18th. So there's two funds that have revisions. The general fund has additional amounts of $77,956, and the stormwater fund has an additional $77,265. That makes the overall proposed budget, including all funds, slightly over $14 million. So what I'll do is just quickly walk through what those changes are. So we'll start with the general fund. So the expense increases are within the finance department, so personnel-related expenses have increased about $28,693. Personnel-related expenses in development compliance, $21,213. And then, as I mentioned, we've had an additional increase in the cost of recycle service, so that's another $28,050. The sum of that is the $77,956 that I showed on the previous slide. To offset that, since we do have to have a balanced budget, recycle fees will be going up the same amount as the expense increase, so the $28,050. And then went and kind of reevaluated our investments and, you know, the any estimated changes in interest rates and all of that, and changed some of the forecasts that were changed. So increased investment earnings by $6,000. We also get a refund in the next fiscal year of taxes we paid in the current year, sales tax. Kind of went back and reevaluated based on all current information, so increased that revenue by about $1,000. Then the balance is an increase to the appropriation of fund balance of $42,906. So what that does is now makes our total fund balance appropriation for this budget $191,388, which is about 1.9% of the total budget, which is in reason with when we look at how much our budget we typically expend. So not really concerned with that amount. So there are the changes to the general fund. Any questions on that? so next is water and sewer. So the increases in expenses here are the water and sewer finance personnel related expenses of $35,065. And in water and sewer operations, it's engineering fees of $42,200. Those engineering fees relate to the water system asset and inventory assessment that's being performed right now. The original goal was that that would be completed by June 30th. At this point, it's going to extend into July. So we'll end up paying those engineering fees in the month of July. The offset to that one in particular, you'll see in the revenue, is the AIA water system grant. All of this is 100% funded by a grant. So once we incur those final engineering fees, we'll also receive the final amount of the grant. The other revenue increases to offset the expense increases, and kind of went back and reevaluated the water and sewer fees and the increases that we're having and current usage. So each one of those, the water and sewer, were increased, sewer by $17,000 and water usage by $14,065. And then the final amount is investment earnings, which again is part of the same analysis as for the general fund, and just looking at interest rates and current economic conditions, we increased investment earnings by $4,000. So by doing that, we maintain a balanced budget also in the water sewer fund. Any questions on water sewer? And the last slide just shows what the final proposed budget is, which was on the first screen that I showed. So the total for all town funds is, again, slightly over $14 million. The current year approved budget is a little over $13,500,000. So the percentage change year to year is 4%, or about $544,000.
Any questions, Barlin? Do you have anything else for us, sir?
No, and also included, I guess, in the agenda is the actual budget ordinance and the updated town fee schedule for fiscal year 27.
So we need to adopt the budget separate and then the fee schedule separate, or can we do it all together?
Beth? I'm not sure.
Okay, that's no problem, sir. No problem.
Make a motion that we adopt the fiscal year 26-27 budget ordinance as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No, motion passes. Okay.
Make a motion to adopt the fiscal year 26-27 town fee schedule as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody opposes. Motion passes. Thank you, Arlen.
Nice good, job,
great,
Arlen.
Great job.
Thank you, Arlen. Thank you, all.
We cut 9.2 is right. Off the agenda.
Right.
Cindy, sketches and renderings for the Curie Mosaic totems. I think there's a PowerPoint or something, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Cindy Mayer with Friends of Curie Beach. I'm here to talk about the mosaic totems and that we received approval to go forward with and then bring the drawings back for the council to review. So thank you, council, for letting me present this again tonight. And so this will be fairly quick, but the goal here is, from our April 20th presentation, was to come back with the artistic renderings of these totems. So we have here, we've got three totems that we're going to have, two that are 4 feet tall and are circular. When we first presented, we thought they'd all be square, but the 4 feet ones will be, the 4 foot ones will be circles. And then the 6 foot totem, which will go in the middle, which is our community totem, will be 6 inches wide and square, and will have the renderings, there's 7 renderings that we can have, so you can go maybe to the next one. So this is just all about what I just said in, you know, pretty PowerPoint. So we'll go again. We have the Pleasure, the Island Arts Council has selected the artists that are going to do the 4-foot totems, and then the community is going to be done by, naturally, our community are going to come and do at workshops at our community center that we have here. So it's going to be all-inclusive for Curie Beach and anyone else on the island that wants to come and help with those community totems. But the first totem I'll talk about by an artist is by Trent Taylor, and he lives here in Curie Beach. And his is depicting the sun, the sky, the seasons. Look at the next one. And you can see over here to the left as to what that looks like. So he wanted to incorporate everything that you saw in Curie Beach. So the ocean, the sand, he's got dolphins. He's included the occasional Osprey helicopters that we were helicopters anyway that goes by. It includes the submarine from 1943 that we've talked about in Havoplack that was dedicated earlier this year. So he's incorporating everything Curie Beach, and that design will be wrapped around that circular round totem. So that is the first rendering there. And then the second one will be done by Barb Buckley, who lives in Carolina Beach, and then Leslie Santilli, who's an artist from Curie Beach. And it is the sea turtle hatching. And so it's going to have, all of these are mosaics, which will be partly glass and tile. And as you can see from the far left, this is hers, her design. And it shows the sun setting, but it also shows turtles hatching and going out, kind of a really nice scene that happens. And then a little sign on it that says, sea turtle nests do not disturb. So it gives an idea of what's important to us here at Curie Beach as well. And then if you'll go to the next one. Then this is a community totem. So there are 7 tiles. And again, it's going to be 6 inches wide, square, and each tile can be created by the community. So there will be a sun, a sea turtle, a pelican, palm tree, dolphin, crab, and a seashell that will be in random order on 4 sides of this totem. So those are the designs. Again, it's quite wonderful that we are including Curie Beach artists and the community and helping create these totems. Now, this isn't black and white. They won't be black and white. They'll be all the different colors that were presented on the others and all the ocean type of colors. So they'll be quite lovely. And so that's what it looks like. So that's what we're hoping to get approval for. We have created a draft flyer. There's a couple of things we're gonna add to it. That may be on the next one. This just also tells about what we're going to do with the community involvement, that type of thing. But this is the example of the flyer that we'll put out, both paper and businesses, and we'll also do it digitally with Facebook and our different organizational websites, the Island Arts Council and then the Friends of Curie Beach. The we're going to add Friends of Curie Beach information up there. So that's basically what it is, and I wanted to come back and get your input and hopefully approval to go forward with this, because we would like to go ahead and get started. We've got some tentative dates here.
Those have been canceled.
Yeah, so they just drew this up to kind of give you an idea. So, you know, we need to have tentative dates within the community center to go ahead and get this going. There is a $15 charge for each participant for the community totem, but that's to take care of some of the expenses. The other expense is taken care of by a grant that the Island Arts Council has received for this. The only expense that Curie Beach would incur, and we talked about this back in April, would be placement, digging the hole, putting cement to secure it. And the totems, when finished, will be clear-coated in a hard sealant shell, kind of like a Mako car sealant type of thing, so it will be weatherproof and hopefully people-proof along with
Hopefully
people-proof, yes. So any questions, anything I can...
Questions for council?
No.
Anybody? Mark, anybody?
No, that's what...
So they've done a great job. I mean, and it's exciting to bring people in that are part of our community to do this.
Is that our Trent Taylor is on the bike ped committee now?
Yes.
So, I guess, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We entertain them. So we'll need a motion to approve, move forward.
Make a motion to approve. Second. What the ask is, scheduling at the community center, is that what we're approving?
We're approving to move forward with a project, and then y'all schedule the time with Nikki
yes.
at the community
because
center.
Because if we can get started sometime, like towards the end of June or first yeah. part of July, we were thinking that it might be finished by the end of July, okay. actually.
I make a motion to approve the request to work with recreation.
I'm sorry. So is the final design going to be approved, come back to be approved by council, or what exactly are we approving?
No, this is the approval to go ahead and do the project because they're going to do them based off of what she presented tonight.
Okay.
So that's the way I understand it.
And what about the location?
The location, we determined that last time in that one.
Yes. Okay.
Location we determined last time.
I don't think we finalized the location.
Well, if we need to talk about the location, we can.
No, what I was going to say was, are we going to give discretion to Nikki and them to identify a location, or are we just going to?
I think we gave conditional approval with the understanding that we could change
so
the location.
The location was going to be in the gravel area between Atlantic and the sidewalk, beach side, and right there where the entry to the one beach access mm-hmm. that has the arch.
Just to the south of that beach access.
Yeah.
So we approved last time that we were going to give approval for that with the condition that we may decide to move it, right. or the council may have changed. But I'm fine with where it's at. I'm just going to make sure that we have it done, right.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
So I think the motion's good. So
yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So we can, just for me, we can go forward and create these modems.
Yes, schedule your classes, schedule the facilities, and move forward.
Perfect. Thank you, Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so we've scratched 9.4 until next month. Discussion of 30-year anniversary of Hurricane Fran, September 5th, 2026. Mayor Pro Tem.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring it up to council and get direction either way. So I don't know exactly how I feel about it, but for those of us that were here 30 years ago, this September was a pretty big deal to the town. I cover it every year in our hurricane presentation, and I didn't know if the council thought we should do something for the 30-year anniversary for it or not. So it's just more a question to council, and is there something we want to do? The fire department's already doing something in October, which when I put this on, I didn't really recognize. And then I know next year is the 80th anniversary of the town in April, which we need to start working on pretty soon. So I'm okay either way. I just wanted to bring it up to council as a something to think about or consider.
What were you thinking about in terms of
I don't know.
Like something?
Well, so I asked the department heads how many people were still on count or working for the town that actually worked the storm, and there's not very many of those. The volunteer fire department has about 4 or 5. The police department doesn't have any active members, but there are 2 that are still in the community. Building inspections has none. Finance has none. Admin has none. So there's not that many people still working for the town or in a volunteer capacity. So I don't know. I mean, you know, you could do, we could do something at the community center and show the video, which we have. So it's about an hour video, Mandy, I think.
That would be
She's
interesting.
She's posted it. Or we could do nothing. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was, if you don't talk about it, it goes by and then you forget about it, right?
Could it be something? Is there any idea how many residents are still here?
I have no idea. I don't know. How many people were here in 1996 and dealt with Fran? Raise your hands.
One.
Mark, two. One. Two. So two out of this many.
One full time there.
Okay. Okay, one full time, right? So that's what I'm saying. It may not be.
I think it's a great idea to use it as a reminder of how vicious storms can be and that how lucky we have been since then.
Yeah.
And that I think if for people that like to, if you do something where you could show, since you do have a great video of the event.
I mean, it could be pretty simple.
I think it could be the community center here.
That's a Saturday.
I was going to say, Nick might kill me, but could we do something like at the community center event and invite people?
Yeah, or we could do something at on the Oceanfront Park that afternoon or whatever, right? I mean, we could have a screen and just show the video and have people come by. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but if you don't at least bring it up, it's going to be gone and then we miss the opportunity. So that's what I put on.
I think it's a good idea, but I think what really makes it is when you talk about the situations.
People that were
because
here.
And if you would you volunteer to speak and walk people through some of that stuff?
I mean, because that's why I asked the council. That's why I asked council, right? So I'm okay for whatever we decide we want to do, right?
I think you're very.
But I think it's interesting that only Art and I raised our hands. That's
but right? There might be somebody else who wants to talk too, because right. I find it, for the history of the town,
yeah.
It's very important what's in your head,
yeah.
Not just the pictures. And I thought it was nice to see the.
Well, you know, I think it'd be nice too. I know there's some people that probably aren't full-time residents that were property owners here that. Still have members if we put it out through our website and maybe yeah. They would give us some feedback that they have and or comments that they have.
So you want me to work with Nikki on something and bring it back to the council?
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
I'll get with you then and we'll see.
Okay,
we'll bring something to you guys next month.
Yeah, and like you said, you'd hate to say, well, God, that was this year and we didn't do anything.
That's right. Yeah.
So at least it can be something as simple as showing it at, if we think we can see it at Oceanfront Park, I know that times that's been a problem. It may have to be a community center event. But if you haven't seen this video, it's quite, it's an amazing video to see what it's like after a storm. So,
we'll bring something back to John.
Okay, all right. All right, 10.2, Connie, you have the next item?
Yes, some of you may have heard that our Finance Director Arlen Copenhager is going to be retiring. So over the past 2 months, we've been diligently interviewing and identifying a person to take over the big shoes of Arlen. And we found our person. Her name is Erica Walters. She currently works at the Cape Fear Public Authority, and she's the finance director there. She brings a lot of town experience. She was the finance director at the town of Riceville Beach for about 6 years, and before that she had been the town manager at the town of Selma for over 7 years, so she comes with a lot of municipal experience, and we think she will be a good fit for us. So we will be bringing her on July 8th, and her salary is going to be $127,472. And so I would like to make a motion that we hire Erica Walters to replace Arlen.
A second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Yes, sir.
All right. During this time, folks, Arlen will be training Erica. That was their plan all along. So we do have an overlap. We have a learning curve. And he's got a lot to teach her in a couple months. So, and we look forward to getting her here. So have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Mayor updates. I don't really have anything other than to please attend our programs that our Parks and Rec Department have worked so hard for the concerts. We do have a Boogie in the Park this week, and follow that on our Facebook page and through the town website. And no coffee with the mayor for the month of June. So it'll be coming back in July. Commissioners, Mark?
Nothing. I'm good.
Nothing, sir.
Connie?
No updates.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Maybe.
You may.